Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on Tuesday. It is June 24th, 2014. Today is El Dia de San Juan Day, which is traditionally the start of the monsoon season. We can only hope it does start on time. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Terry Bracey. Mr. Bracey is our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career that began as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is a senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents, among other clients, the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project. Terry's very happy because, well, the USA soccer team advances, even though that was a very nerve-wracking ending in the match with Portugal. Terry, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Well, we pray that they advance. They got to pick up a point. You know, at the end of it, Bill, weren't you kind of, in a way, disappointed they played such a beautiful game?
Mm-hmm.
And here we were with a few seconds left in the cruel game of soccer. But anyway, I was really impressed again with the strategy employed. It was completely different than the one used against Ghana. It was a wide-open approach. And it suddenly occurred to me as I watched that the Americans have nothing to be ashamed of anymore. We have elite soccer players.
Yeah, we do.
Jermaine Jones and Dempsey, they could play anywhere in the world. And so many of the members of our team are MLS players here in the United States, our own league. So we're thrilled here and got very nervous about Thursday.
Yeah, one quick more word on soccer and sports. I played soccer at New Trier High School in Winnetka, Illinois. At the time, in the 60s, it wasn't a real popular sport. But I think what's coming home to fruition is all the youth leagues that have sprung up over the last 20, 30 years. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, and three cheers for Tucson and having the the foresight to get ahead of this movement. And I think the city and the region is going to benefit enormously, and certainly our kids are.
Hey, Terry, I used your comments on, we had talked by email on Friday morning, and I used what you had told me. You were very impressed with the vote, Ron Barber's push for the A-10. We talked a little bit about it on our Friday roundtable. Now that I have you here, maybe you could give us a minute or two on why you thought that was such an impressive victory before we go on to talk about the final 2 years of the Obama presidency.
Yeah, Bill, I did think it was the most impressive single individual victory on the part of an Arizona congressman that I have seen in many, many, many years, not to put anyone else down. This was just extraordinary. We started making calls for Mayor Rothschild, who was nervous and wanted this to pass. Everybody thought it was going to lose. That was the word here in town. And every call that I made, somebody was saying they talked to Ron Barber, and yes, they're far. It was hard to find anybody against him. And eventually he won 300 votes. It was amazing. But he did two really creative and clever things in the legislative process. First, he went and got all these A-10 pilots, past and present, to call their members of Congress. Whether you like the policy or not, they did. They believe in the airplane, and they called with passion. But the more important thing he did was he turned the House against the arrogance of the, quote, all-powerful Appropriations Committee. Bill, there are more than 20 authorizing committees in the House of Representatives, the Armed Services Committee, the Natural Resources Committee, the Financial Services Committee, etc. They write the laws. But nothing really happens until the appropriators appropriate. So what had happened is that Ron Barber had passed this A-10 provision in the Armed Services Committee. It was set to go into law, but the Appropriations Committee just turned it over and said no. And so what he did was he lined up all the authorizing committees and lined them up against the Appropriations Committee and made it an in-house fight. So it was as much a battle over power inside that chamber as it was about the 810. I thought it was a terrific win.
Terry, let's go on to the final 2 years of the Obama administration. I'd like to have your insight, and so would our listeners. What do you see lying ahead in these final 2 years?
Well, Bill, you never really can see the future very well. At least I can't. But I think of two things. One, the president will pay a lot of attention to his legacy, and there will also be a down-and-out fight, continuing fight over presidential power with the Republican Congress.
Some Republicans, Terry, as you know, are talking about impeachment. Do you think this is serious?
Not really, but it is indicative of what contemporary Congresses do. This is also true with George Bush. They twist the tail of the president with investigations and hearings while really understanding that all modern presidents, Bill, have made policy and gone and carried it out on their own. In this case, the right wing in his campaign against President Obama's use of executive power overlooks the fact that President George W. Bush aggressively used what were called signing statements that effectively redefined the laws that Congress sent him. Congress sent him a law, he'd say, "That's nice, now here's what you meant." It was a clever... And maybe they also forget that President Reagan, whom everyone admires, scoured every department looking for regulations that he could turn and use his conservative mandate. Both of these conservative presidents, I think, outdistanced Obama by far to this date on executive order, but forget the facts. This is going to be a big and continuing fight.
Terry Bracey is with us. Terry, the Buckmaster contributor from Washington, D.C. Terry, give us an example of how executive policies in defiance of Congress has impacted us here in Tucson.
Well, let's take the modern streetcar. The Bush administration, George W., as a matter of policy, tried to stop federal funding of all new rail projects. Now, the law encouraged it, but a simple policy letter was sent out from the budget office to Secretary Peters, an Arizonan, and it basically said, "Don't approve the project. It's not our policy." And she was ready to turn it down. But in one of the toughest meetings I've ever been part of in Washington, Mayor Walkup simply would not accept that policy letter over the law. And he frankly refused to leave the meeting until he got a compromise that kept the project alive. He knew the law.
Hmm.
Fast forward. So that's the streetcar. Fast forward. We now have President Obama wanting to do away with the A-10 for budget savings, but Congress is saying no. The outcome of that test of wills will heavily impact Davis-Monthan.
Terry, so in your opinion, this battle over presidential power will be intensifying over the last 2 years, and how do you see that relating to the attempt to achieve an Obama legacy?
Well, Congress can, Bill, limit the legacy through continued hearings and investigations and just saying no. But in the end, they can't stop a president from leaving his or her desired impact or imprint on the executive branch. At the Pentagon, for example, expect to see Obama continue to downsize the Army and move our fighting force more towards special operations. You know, in a world of terrorism, President Obama seems to believe less in landing armies than finding specific terrorists and killing them. He's been tough. He has brought war down to the individual level and quite effectively. We know about bin Laden, but there have been many, many others. And if I were the leader of this ISIS group, I'd be buying life insurance. Obama's turning America's military attention to the Pacific, where he believes the future lies. I personally believe he's allowed, in another area, this very aggressive fracking of oil and gas to secure America's energy independence, allowing us in the future to pay less attention to the Middle East, makes the environmentalists very upset.
Terry, I've only got about a minute left, but there are two other areas I know that you touched on, fracking and the environmental legacy, and of course we've got to talk about the economy quickly.
Well, if the environmentalists are upset about fracking, they're thrilled by his initiatives on climate change, and I think that's where he's going to make his mark in that area. On the economy, Bill, he'll continue to press for the minimum wage, jobs, and so on, but his legacy really is already profound. President Obama has probably done more than any executive since FDR to reshape the American economy, and I believe this will be his greatest achievement. He arrived in office amidst, you know, this financial meltdown, the worst economy since the 1930s, stock market near 6,000, today it's 17. Unemployment double digits, and rising today it's 6.8 and falling. He saved thousands of banks, the American auto industry. He saved our country from a depression. I think that's his greatest legacy.
Terry, we're going to have to run. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Always insightful as ever. And we look forward to our next visit. Thank you, Terry Bracey.
Look forward to it myself.
Thanks
a
lot. Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show. Walk through life as it was in the 12th century at the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings. Explore southwest New Mexico and discover what you've been missing. While you're there, view the fabulous Mimbres Pottery Collection at Western New Mexico University in Silver City. Grant County offers solitude, excitement, escape from the ordinary. Silver City has a rich Western history, galleries, and museums. You can find out more, and we urge you to check it out, southwestnewmexico.org, and they have a great listing of places to stay, like Lake Roberts Motel, Spirit Canyon Lodge, and Faywood Hot Springs. We continue with Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner, right after this. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family." It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Kelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Let's turn now to the man that we bring in for financial advice, certified financial planner Shelly Fishman, who joins us on the Buckmaster Show live line. I think he's up in Phoenix. Shelly, how are you?
Good, Bill. How are you? And I am up in Phoenix.
Shelly, what in the world is a certified financial planner? It's a question I have not asked you in quite a while, but people do wonder, what is that designation all about?
Well, what the designation is about, Bill, is that when you get into this business, into the financial services business, you really have varying degrees of specialization or expertise. And what the Certified Financial Plan program does is train you in the 6 areas of financial planning, which include budgeting and analysis of what your current financial position is. It includes investing and all of the elements around investing. It looks at tax planning. It looks at planning for your estate. It also looks at insurance planning and the things you need to plan to make sure that when bad things happen that you're covered. So it really looks at the total picture. It's a 18-credit graduate program, essentially. That's kind of like another master's degree. And then at the end of all of that, you prepare for a 10-hour exam. And if you pass that, and about 50% of the people who take that test pass it the first time, you get the certification called CFP.
Well, what kind of value does it bring to the client investor advisor relationship?
Well, at the very minimum, it gives the potential client or the client some idea that the person they're working with has thought enough of their professionalism to become as expert as possible in the areas of work that they do. So it's not just the licensing, which is really the minimum requirement. It is much more than that. And by the way, every year you're required to take a certain amount of credits of work to keep your expertise up to the latest level of information. So it is some guarantee, not a total guarantee, that the person you're working with cares enough to bring the very best to you.
Shelley Fishman with a certified financial planner. Shelley, so why do people need a planner? Can they do this, their own investments just as well? Some may feel that,
they can certainly do them. let me give you a statistic that I'm here at an advisors conference, and it came up again today. You and I have talked about it in the past. Over the past 30 years, the index of equities has, in other words, the performance of the stock markets around the world, has increased an average of about 10 or 11% on an annual basis. Now, you know, some years it's higher than that, some years it's lower than that, but on average about 10%. The average portfolio, on the other hand, has only increased about half that, in fact, a little bit less than half that. So if the average portfolio is underperforming the index, you have to wonder why. And the reason is that people do dumb things. They get greedy, or they get scared, fear and greed, and they make decisions that essentially either chase the curve or are meant to time the market. And when that happens, they underperform the market. So what a good advisor tries to do, Bill, if you think of a bell curve, mm-hmm. and at the top of the curve, right in the middle, is the index, okay, whether that be the index of equities or a combined index, depending upon your age and propensity to take risks. That's the center. That's where you can, you know, maybe perform a little bit better than that or maybe a little bit worse than that. But as you get down to the tails on both sides of that bell curve, that's fear and greed. That's suboptimal performance. So in some ways, you can view your advisor's role as keeping you within the main part of the bell curve and pointing out to you in very, very strong terms when you're about to do something dumb.
How about value as far as what it's going to cost the investor? Perhaps they've held off by saying they don't think they could afford it, Shelley.
Well, you know, I would say you can't afford not to, and the statistics would show that I'm right. In other words, if I charge you 0.75 point or 1% a year to manage your money, and I save you from the 5% returns on average and get closer to the 10%, because that is the average index performance. If I'm just keeping you away from that suboptimal performance, I've earned my commission more than five times.
Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, with us on the Buckmaster Show with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley is with us at about 20 minutes past the hour every Tuesday. We have not talked, Shelley, how the market is doing today.
Oh, God, it's in free fall today. All the economic news
is great. You wish I hadn't asked.
Well, you know, from day to day, the market, you know, swings up and down based on a lot of things. Today, I think it's uncertainty over the situation in the Middle East. Apparently, there were some airstrikes by the Syrian Air Force against targets in Iraq, of all things. And that really kind of made the market get very, very skittish after it had a very nice morning. So the economic news was good. Consumer index is up. New housing starts were up. We're seeing nothing but good news on the recovery front. And yet today is just not a good day. But I remind everybody that we're very close to historic highs. We were there yesterday. And you can't make those kinds of decisions or investment decisions based on one day's performance. You need to, you know, have some guidance, know what your plan is, and stick with your plan unless something fundamentally changes. And if nothing is fundamentally changing, stick with your plan and you'll be, you know, toward the middle of that bell curve, which is where you want to be.
Well, this market, and we talked a little bit about it last week, has been very resilient on the whole to the international developments. I use the example of the issue with Ukraine. So there are going to be some blips.
Yeah, there always are. And you know, it's the unknown unknowns. You can plan for them. And yet if you take a look back year after year after year, you always get that kind of thing happening. We haven't had a formal correction this year. Most of the forecasting organizations that I kind of tune in with are saying there's going to be one. Maybe today is the start. Maybe today isn't the start. But again, you can't react to one day's performance. Last time I checked, we were down about 150 points on the day. I don't know how it's gonna it's gonna end up. But it's kind of a so what, unless that daily performance is caused by something that is a fundamental shift in either the business community or economics or worldwide geopolitical. Kind of situation.
ShellyFishman.com or go to BuckmasterShow.com for the link. Shelly, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Pentagon says nearly half of the roughly 300 advisors and special operations forces expected to go to Iraq are now in Baghdad and have started to assess the Iraqi forces and the fight against Sunni terrorists. The White House says it is reserving judgment on Russian President Putin's call for extending a week-long ceasefire in Ukraine, saying it puts more stock in Russia's actions than its words. Mississippi State Senator Chris McDaniel is vowing to reclaim Washington, D.C., one race at a time. He spoke as he voted today in his hometown, Ellisville, in his Senate primary runoff against six-term incumbent Republican Thad Cochran. On Wall Street, the Dow is off about 112 points, while the Nasdaq is down 15. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac, business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Welcome now to the Buckmaster Show. District 1 Republican Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. Allie, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Bill?
Doing very well, thanks. You, along with the other Republican on the board, Supervisor Ray Carroll, were on the losing end of the vote on the new county budget. Do you think it spells trouble, this budget, for taxpayers of Pima County?
I absolutely do, Bill, because we're in the, you know, on the still in the recovery phases from this recession, and Pima County is lagging behind Maricopa County. And for the first time ever, as long as I can remember, the Arizona Tax Research Association weighed in. And they made a statement. They said, clearly in the highly competitive marketplace for business retention and recruitment, Pima is already at a significant disadvantage both nationally and regionally. This tax increase not only moves Pima County in the opposite direction of where it needs to go, it is a decision that will likely handcuff economic development efforts for years to come. So that was a statement from the nonpartisan Arizona Tax Research Association, and that speaks volumes. We had folks from the Tucson Chamber come and speak, Robert Medler. We had Leah Marquez Peterson from the Tucson Hispanic Chamber come and speak against it. We had individuals from Tucson Electric Power speak against it, because as their taxes go up $1 million a year, they're going to pass those costs on to us. And this is the problem in Pima County, is that we cannot cut spending. You know, it is something that, you know, I was very disappointed that we didn't eliminate some of the non-essential spending.
How do you feel about the new soccer fields that will go in at Keno?
Well, they're already in at Keno. We have soccer fields there, and they added four more this year, plus bleachers, and they cannot survive without subsidies already. What they want to do is purchase another 167 acres of land for $8.75 million, and that's just the dirt, with $1.75 million down that they're going to take out of the money that they had earmarked for the $5 million for road repair. And I can tell you the constituents are furious in all districts. I've been contacted from all over the county. And people, and to build those soccer fields will be $35 to $45 million. That's the county administrator's estimate. And he's hoping that he gets a bond somewhere in the range of $500 to $650 million passed next year. And I don't believe that's going to pass. I just don't believe the voters want to pass more debt when we're already $1.4 billion in debt. And in addition to that, you know, if that doesn't pass, the taxpayers will be stuck with five annual payments of $1.6 million that will come out of the operating budget, which is the primary budget that we just passed, which means it'll have to go up again unless we start making the tough calls and start cutting spending. And I look at Maricopa County, the last 2 years, they've cut spending up there. They've lowered their taxes. And the statement that they made is that we need to be good fiscal stewards of the taxpayer money and reserves and contingency funds, and in the event that there is a further economic downturn. So even though their economy is really moving forward up there, they're planning for a possible economic downturn. And one of the things that really concerns me is our reserves in Pima County were at 4.8% last year, and typically you like to keep them around 5% to keep your bond rating. Well, with the projection for this year, the bond rate, or excuse me, the reserves is going to be down to 3.6%. And so that is very concerning to me, that when we go to issue more debt, it's going to cost us more money, as our bond rating may possibly be affected by this. So there are a lot of things that I've looked at that are very concerning, and the most concerning is the fact that we're increasing taxes on the backs of taxpayers who cannot afford to continue these increases every year. And as you know it, they lag, so it's going to really hit people hard next year. And then last year's tax increase is hitting people this year, and the valuations have gone up all over town, some less than others. So next year, next tax bill, people are going to be very upset when they start getting those increases in their house payments that they're not expecting. And the seniors, a lot of seniors came to this meeting and spoke out, and they were incredibly upset because they're living on fixed incomes. And they said, we just cannot afford to continue to pay more. And if it were for things, you know, that would make sense, like, to me, the biggest economic driver that we shouldn't be investing in is our infrastructure, our roads, not soccer fields. We've got soccer fields at that Keno Sports Park. I've been to those games. The stadiums are half full. I was told that they're building 4 soccer fields up in Oro Valley. That stadium district has proven a loser. The location has been proven a loser to baseball, which is a much more popular sport. I really like soccer. I played soccer, and my nephews and nieces all play soccer. However, that location is not the location to continue expanding because it's been a proven loser in the past with baseball. And what makes us think now that we can get soccer to come here? And the thing of it is, Phoenix already has the soccer leagues, and they already have the infrastructure, the hotels, the all of the amenities that people are looking for when they come to spend a week to go to soccer tournaments. And there are no signed contracts in place, Bill. I have seen nothing, that any memorandum of understanding, nothing in place,
Ellie,
that
gonna
will protect the taxpayer.
I hate to cut you off here, but I've only got 3 minutes left. I've got 2 callers, and I've got a question. I saw there's been a change in leadership as far as your chief of staff, a former campaign manager for Sean Collins, who ran unsuccessfully against Supervisor Ray Carroll. I just wonder, with the highly publicized tiff that you have had with Mr. Carroll, how is this going to breed more ill will at the county administration building?
Actually, I haven't seen any further activity from Ray. As you know, as you said, it was highly publicized. Mm-hmm. Mr. Carroll chose to have that put in the Arizona Star, and then the whole report was released. There were issues with staff members. I've never had an issue with him because he doesn't speak to me. Jeannie is very professional, and she's doing her job, and we aren't having any problems with Mr. Carroll's office whatsoever.
Okay.
Actually, things have really smoothed out, and I think it was a very good decision to hire Jeannie to come in there, because it's all is quiet and all is well.
Okay.
So it's going very well down there now. You know,
but he won't speak to you, you say?
Well, he doesn't talk to me unless in the meeting, and in the meetings, you know, Ray is you know, less than let's just say apparently has some personal issues with me. I don't know what they are, but
it is what it is.
And I'm there to do a job for the taxpayers. I'm not worried about relationships.
All right,
with Ray.
I'll ask him when he's here on Friday. Anyway, two quick questions from callers. Let's see if we can work these in 2 minutes. Susan, you're first. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah, yes, I happen to have watched your program, you know, the Pima McCallum and Boa Supervisors was on television. And what concerns me is you all have a certain amount of money for roads, but there was one gentleman by the name of Valdez, and I want to know how come he's got special money of $2 million that, for every year that nobody else seems to have. What, that doesn't seem fair to me.
Okay.
Oh, okay. What you're talking about is, yeah, there was a lot of drama from Supervisor Valdez and Elias regarding that they're not getting road money. It doesn't help them, the Pima County General Fund paying for the $5 million for road repairs. And I pointed out in the meeting that, yes, Supervisor Valdez does have a special fund. And the last I checked, it had $7 to $8 million in it, and he has spent $2.2 million on road repairs for his district this year.
All right.
Yeah. So,
Mike is up next. Quickly,
okay,
Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Alan Mueller.
Yeah.
I'm
born
and raised in Tucson. I own four houses here. I'm unemployed right now. The three houses are rental properties, investments. One is rented. I had to drop the rent $100 from what it was last year. The other two houses have been not rented this year. The renters left at the end of last year. My property taxes are absolutely killing me. I'm unemployed. This is what I rely on my income. I don't have a retirement. It's unacceptable. Go up to Prescott. Go to Maricopa County. They're paying, I want to say, a fraction of what we're paying. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay.
I hope there's ramifications from the voters.
Thank you, Mike, for airing your opinion. Allie, I'm going to have to wrap it up with you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And I agree with Mike 100% that, you know, we shouldn't be raising taxes at a time like this. A lot of folks are leaving Pima County because of it.
And, Allie, I appreciate you working us in. We really do. We're going to do a half hour with you the next time for sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, Allie Miller, Pima County Supervisor, Republican District 1. We have our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report coming up next on the Buckmaster Show.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal?
then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, announcing the fall 2014 season of entertainment events and classic films. Downtown Tucson's crown jewel, Fox Theater, proud to present iconic country and classic rock shows, nationally renowned comedy acts, theatrical productions, inspirational and informative speakers, not to be missed, world music. You can visit foxtucson.com to view the full fall season of shows and like the Fox Tucson Theater on Facebook. To stay informed of all the happenings at the Fox, you can purchase tickets now to see Happy Together, the tour 2014 on July 15th. Dwight Yoakam, August 27th, Mavis Staples, Friday, September the 5th, Paul Reisner, October 9th, Asia, October 13th, Preservation Hall Jazz Band with Alan Toussaint on November 13th, Judy Collins, December 2nd, and Mariachi Christmas, December 18th. You can purchase your tickets and get more information at foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. We welcome now the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor, Margaret Regan. She is an award-winning arts reporter. In fact, the Arizona Press Club just named Margaret Best Arts for the Best Arts Criticism. Congratulations, Margaret. Good
Thanks,
to talk
Bill,
with you.
Thanks, Bill, very much.
Margaret, people say there's nothing to do in Tucson in the summer, but there are some galleries that we are going to articulate over the next few minutes that have some fun shows up.
Well, absolutely. There are lots of galleries open. That's always a really nice thing in Tucson in the summertime. Most of them are air-conditioned. There's a brand-new gallery that's exciting at the corner of 6th Avenue and 6th Street and 7th Avenue, back where the bathtubs used to be in the window. We now have the Scott Heseldens Gallery. Scott Baker and Marianne Heseldens are designers, and Scott's a furniture maker, and they're both very involved in art. Scott used to run a little gallery in Tucson called Metroform. So they've decided in their design business to open a gallery for kind of cutting-edge art. They're calling it Pop Surrealist L.A. Lowbrow. So that's going to be a really nice addition to the scene in Tucson. And their first show is actually open only until this Saturday. It's a show of two female contemporary photographers, quite interesting. One does work about Katrina in color, and the other one does sort of these dreamy black and white pictures.
That's located in the old, is it the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Company building at 6th Street and 7th Avenue?
Yeah, that's right. You know where there are a lot of other galleries along there. There's Davis Dominguez, there's Contreras Gallery, and a block over there's Raíces Tellez.
Davis Dominguez, speaking of, does the annual, I think this is 22 years now, for the Small Works Invitational. Is that still up, Margaret?
It is. It also closes this Saturday, so this would be a really good time. Today's Tuesday. People still have time to get down to that block because there are actually three shows down there closing on Saturday. Yeah, Davis Dominguez, it's one of the most fun shows all year long in Tucson, Small Things Considered, brilliantly titled. It's very small works by artists who usually do very big works. So what we see are their styles compressed into a tiny little space. We have Gail Marcus Orlin, who you probably know does usually, you know, fairly large-sized canvases of a kind of surrealist poetic landscape. And she does a tiny little painting, kind of using all of her stylistic tricks, and compresses it into one small space. So there are about 80 artists in that show. It's also a good place, if you're not a wealthy art collector, it's a good place to buy, because these are all small works with smaller price tags than usual.
I'm going to give you a plug for one of my favorite galleries, not just because they're a sponsor of the Buckmaster Show. They're really Tucson's newest art museum, the Tucson Desert Art Museum over on Tancaverde, 7000 East Tancaverde Road, just west of Udall Park. They have the Four Corners Gallery. Macro photographer, Margaret, her name is Vicky Stromey, will be showing recent works featuring luminous portraits of desert flora. And that's going to be up all summer through August 31st, and it really is an outstanding show, and the admission is free, so that's something to check out.
Well, that's great to have a new place there on the east side of town.
You bet.
You know, downtown, there's another show that has to do with wilderness and the outdoors, both very appropriate subjects for the summertime. You know, Etherton Gallery always does a great job, and they've just opened a beautiful new show called Wild America. And of all things, it pairs our old friend Ansel Adams with the photographer of today named Deborah Bloomfield. And, of course, Ansel Adams works in black and white, and Deborah does also. And they've both done, well, Ansel did a long time ago, and Deborah more recently has done these very beautiful black and whites of trees and branches and details. And that show just opened, so that should be around all summer long. It was staged in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, which protected 9.1 million acres of federal land now can't be built upon. So that's a nice anniversary to celebrate.
Margaret Regan is with us, the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly. She's also the author of The Death of Jocelyn, Immigrant Stories from the Arizona Borderlands, published in 2010 by Beacon Press. Margaret still speaks all over the country about this book, and the book seems to be now very, very topical with what's going on at the border with this really unprecedented crisis that's unfolding with all these immigrant youth crossing from coming from Honduras and Guatemala and Nicaragua. It's really sad to see the kids living there in the warehouse in Nogales. But I guess you're not too surprised to see this.
I would say not, but perhaps the numbers, you know, are surprising all of a sudden. Yeah, my book, The Death of Jocelyn, was about a 14-year-old girl from El Salvador who died right here in southern Arizona. And I guess today we'd call her an unaccompanied minor because she came up with a group of people. She was accompanied by people, but not people who cared about her. It was not her parents. They were not her parents. And her, you know, her mother was paying to bring her up here. And when she fell ill, she was abandoned in the wilderness, the Tumacacri wilderness, and she died. So that's a terrible, extreme case. Now what we're seeing are large numbers of young people coming up. One thing that people in Tucson don't know is that the family people coming, you know, the mothers with the babies, started coming here in large numbers last September. And I've been researching a new book, and so I was alerted to this and went down to the Greyhound bus station last fall. And every night since about September, they've been seeing mostly Guatemalan mothers and tiny little babies who had crossed into the desert. And we're still seeing a lot of those. But, you know, the unaccompanied minors are the ones getting more attention. But what we were learning from these people, And I'm talking mothers with little nursing babies 3 months old in their arms, if you can imagine that trip. They were being told by coyotes in Guatemala that this indeed was a good time to come to the United States, that immigration reform was in the works. If they got here now with their kids, they had a very good chance of staying.
Wow.
So they've been coming to Greyhound all this time, and local activists have been shouldering the burden of caring for these people each night. Then on Memorial Day, that's when all hell broke loose. It was the first night we got 75 or 80 of these people.
Going to have to run, Margaret. Thank you very much, and we'll look for the new book when it comes out.
Yeah.
And
thank
you, Margaret Reagan.
Okay.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Margaret
Bye.
Reagan. This week's Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, encouraging fans of live entertainment to become a member of the Fox. Members enjoy benefits such as member-only ticket pre-sale and concession discounts. Fox Tucson Theater just announcing the fall lineup. Dwight Yoakam will be coming, Leanne Womack, Asia, Mavis Staples, Judy Collins, comedy stars Paul Reisner, Last Comic Standing, best-selling author David Sedaris. There'll be stage shows like Girls' Night, the musical, and world performances like Senegal Gospel Choir. To view the complete list of Fox Tucson Theater Entertainment and to purchase tickets for the best seats in the house, visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. Thank you, Culligan Water, our water supplied by Culligan. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brad, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24-7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.